Summer sunrises on the Mississippi. One can never see too many summer sunrises on the Mississippi. They are enchanting. First, there is the eloquence of silence, for a deep hush broods everywhere. Next, there is the haunting sense of loneliness, isolation, remoteness from the worry and bustle of the world. The dawn creeps in stealthily. The solid walls of the Black Forest soften to gray, and vast stretches of the river open up and reveal themselves. The water is smooth, gives off spectral little wreaths of white mist. There is not the faintest breath of wind, nor stir of leaf. The tranquility is profound and infinitely satisfying. Then a bird pipes up, another follows, and soon the pipings develop into a jubilant riot of music. You see none of the birds. You simply move through an atmosphere of song, which seems to sing itself. When the light has become a little stronger, you have one of the fairest and softest pictures imaginable. You have the intense green of the massed and crowded foliage nearby. You see it paling shade by shade in front of you, upon the next projecting cape, a mile off or more. The tint has lightened to the tender young green of spring. The cape beyond that one has almost lost color, and the furthest one, miles away under the horizon, sleeps upon the water a mere dim vapor, and hardly separable from the sky above it and about it. And all this stretch of river is a mirror, and you have shadowy reflections of the leafage and the curving shores and the receding capes pictured in it. Well, this is all beautiful, soft and rich and beautiful. And when the sun gets well up and distributes a pink flush here and a powder of gold yonder and a purple haze where it will yield the best effect, you grant that you have something that is worth remembering.